and he gives discounts. He can get you free HD. That's high definition TV.
What HD is today?
Yeah, but you know what LCD LED is? Huh? Do you know that? No, of course not. How about side lit? Well, he knows what all that means, and he can put in dish satellite for you. He also can get you cable. So he's got you covered everywhere. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite.
Well, let's talk and let's share with what we are going to be doing proudly this Wednesday, May 25th, inside Macy's. And you all have heard her name before, and you know you've heard the commercials and seen the commercials with Sharon, now Sharon Clark, with her home helpers. And so she's doing a Spring Senior Expo. This touches all of our lives. Everybody who has parents and cousins and uncles and brothers and moms and dads and all that other stuff, you know, we have families that are in need of come along a time in their lives when they could possibly need care. And you'll have how many booths on Wednesday? First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Yeah, we have 43 vendors that will be present Wednesday inside Macy's from 8 to 1. And we're really excited. You know, I got involved in the Senior Expo back in 2004 when I opened, because in this industry, so many times we are contacted in crisis mode by families. When mom's had a fall, a stroke, diagnosis of something, dad's passed away and was mom's caregiver, you know, on and on, different scenarios that affect our families. And all of the folks, we have so many wonderful for-profit and non-profit agencies that serve our seniors. All of us are so dedicated to getting our information out and informing our prospective clients and families before crisis mode, so we can, you know, keep people independent, keep them at home, keep them high functioning. So this is, like you said, Linda, all of us have family members, if we're living here in Shasta County, or ourselves if we're going to age here and have retired. You know, this is a great event to come out and bring your mom, bring your aunt. For those ladies that have retired, come as a group of girlfriends and go around to the vendors, get your goodie bag, learn about all the agencies here that can work with you and keep you independent in your senior years.
And what we would like to encourage is that, you know, knowledge is, empower yourself with having the knowledge. Just don't all of a sudden. In fact, I'll share with you. My dad's 80th birthday is coming up, and one of the things that we're going to be doing for him is a DVD montage of his mm-hmm. life. So they went through all their pictures, and they said, oh, we're so embarrassed. We went up in the attic and realized, oh, my God. So they started reflecting upon their lives, which they actually brought me a copy of their will, which made me, okay, here's what we want. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end of his life, but it's about the details taken care of. And the knowledge then at that point empowers us.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what you're mm-hmm. going to be seeing on Wednesday when you come to Macy's. And Carl and I will be there broadcasting live. And we just think it's fabulous. We're going to be meeting people throughout the week who are going to be
coming on
mm-hmm. and that have booths that are mm-hmm. going to be able to share information with you.
And I'll tell you, Linda. Oh, go ahead, Carl.
Oh, no, I was just going to just, you know, when it becomes my turn again, say we had to take a break.
We really don't want you to talk, Carl. We're having a fun time here.
But we do have to pay the bills, so we may have to take a break here. But one of the things I did want to say is, you know, we're talking about our seniors. And today is a day for seniors, and I can't think of a better way to have started it off with that honor flight, talking about our World War II vets going back, mm-hmm. how they took our World War II vets back to D.C. And then today, and what you do, and what, you know, we're going to be talking about the things that can help our seniors. And, you know, the one thing is that there's, you know, especially on the veterans, is that there is so many things that are available to seniors. And you, Sharon, and I want to say this publicly, because of you and your people, you have helped veterans, specifically veterans, because you know those programs probably about as well as anybody, what veterans are, you know, are
spouses
well,
of veterans
and their spouses mm-hmm. have earned, not what they're given, but what they've earned in their life. And you get a hold of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and you tell them about, hey, here's some veterans that mm-hmm. need to have some.
Absolutely.
Have somebody come in and reach out to them. So, you know, I just, like I said, I want to applaud you publicly for those kind of things.
You.
People that you know, people don't know that. Let's take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're here with Bad Bob, our engineer, who is a magician. who has got 12 computers, four in his lap, and six just attached to his forehead. 7:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott.
Do you know why I like that bump music?
It
feels like you're climbing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Monday, I'm getting ready.
7:45 in the morning on May the 23rd. Okay, Chat Pack, be listening here. All right, we got a bunch of new Chat Packers. We've got the Ronald Reagan fan. We've got 222. We've got some people with just little marks there. I may have accidentally banned somebody from the chat room. It was an accident because when I was pushing buttons there to, and it said, do you really want to ban this person? And I went, no. But I don't think it listened to me. It's a computer. They have the minds of their own. So, but everybody's in there, I hope. No, the little asterisk marks is not Linda, I don't think. The audio is all streaming. Everything should be up. If you have any problems, just write in on the chat room, and we'll try to pick up something if that's what it is. Oh, by the way, Sons of Sobriety that put things in there, thank you so much for donating all that money to the Sober Grad Night. That's a very good effort, and it helps keep our graduates, our seniors, with something to do on a, could be a very, very, our seniors from high school.
Senior Idols Friday night.
That's right. Anyway, okay, our guest, Sharon Clark.
It's like ADD in the studio.
Well, you got to come in.
I'm going to fit right in.
You know, well, we're all over
at
the
least,
place.
At least we know how you dress, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Who, by the way, looks fabulous.
Linda told me I looked very wholesome.
Yeah,
so,
she's
so.
Really just a beautiful breath of fresh air. So in the chat room, you know what? We're having a little, I don't know if it's just Monday kind of like getting everything, you know, the kinks and everything. So you and you chat packers, I know that some people have fallen off at their DSL or coming back in. We've got some new entries. So, you know, just hang in there with us, you guys. You know, this is the way it is.
We have a good chat.
Not
room.
All the time. Some days we have really big, smooth days, and it's fabulous. And, yes, born in Morehead City, that is me, North Carolina, back in 1958. I'm proud to say that, you know, I don't care about my age. It's all a state of mind anyway. Right, Sharon?
Absolutely.
And so with the Senior Expo, it's the same thing. I mean, age shouldn't be... you know, the beginning and the end. It should be your quality of life in between when good Lord decides to take
you. Absolutely, and that's the goal of all the vendors that are there. And I want to touch on something we were all chatting about before the break, which is you having a conversation with your parents recently. Your dad, you said your dad's turning 80, and, you know, I have what I call, well, I actually plagiarized it. I found it online, but it's called the 40-70 rule. When you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, you should start talking. Start talking about what they want. Where are they going to age? Do they have long-term care insurance? Have they made any arrangements? You know, if they're a veteran, you know, where are those benefits? Where is that paperwork? You know, when we're in crisis mode and you're trying to figure out bank accounts and what they can afford and what Medicare supplements they have. And so it's interesting, and it's good that you were receptive to that talk, because a lot of times when our parents try to share that stuff with us, no matter how old we are, it's scary. And you want to go, no, Mom, I don't want to know that nothing bad's going to happen, or I don't need to know what your wishes are. But it's so important. And if you haven't started having those conversations while your parents are doing well, it's a great opportunity. Just start visiting about, you know, would they be willing to move to assisted living or move in with one of the kids or have an in-law quarters? What do they see happening? Where do they want to be?
Well, you know, something else, too, from the other side is starting to talk, even at age 70 when they're feeling well, about passing on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're absolutely right. We have to talk to them, because I've seen, I don't know, you've seen many, many, many more than I ever have, but I have seen families come apart when there's been a death in the family and everything wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
They have just, it's like, it was like they implode.
And it's usually over stuff
over
and
silly
money.
Silly things, yeah, mm-hmm. Stuff, but it's stuff in the house and it could be some money, but it's just, it is not clear to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you usually, when we have that stress of a death that's not planned, then whatever dynamics the family had problems with, whatever kids didn't like each other or didn't get along, it all shines a light on it. And that's the way, Carl, if your loved one is not receptive to talking, to say something like, you know, Mom, I would hate to have something happen to you and not know what you want. I don't want to feel caught in the middle. I don't want to be second-guessing myself. Please don't leave me in that position. And sometimes when we come at it from that, you know,
right,
perspective, nobody wants to be a burden to their children, no parent.
Well, I told my parents, you know, and they were around this weekend, and they kicked it up with us. My dad's 80, my mom's 78. You'd never know it. They're very young at heart, but you just never know when something can happen. Mm-hmm. It happened to me before them.
Mm-hmm.
But I
hate it when he beats me 4 times out of 5. They were arm wrestling.
So I said to, you know, I don't care about the stuff. I just want to know, put a pencil down, write it down, you know, that this is going there and that's going there, so that it's not in this gray zone. And there's, it wouldn't be hard feelings, but it's just, we want to respect your wishes.
Right, absolutely.
You know, speaking of that, we've got a phone call. Let's go to Don on line one. Don, you are live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. We, my wife and I have a trust, and what we did was, we, on the back of the large items, we discussed it with the kids and put down what they're going to get, like the grandfather clock and the TV, and we decided that ahead of time.
Well, that's a great idea. You know, in fact, you know, it's little things, like when my father passed away, and mom was still alive and very active, and after about 8 or 9 months, went down to moved in with my sister. And my sister treated her so well, you know, set her up with her own room, her sitting room, her own bath and all that. And when mom was close to passing away, and mom made it clear, oh, you know, I want you to have this and everything. But when it was over, my sister says, you know, what do you want? I mean, what do you want of this, of this stuff? Well, at that point, my lifestyle wasn't to be able to just grab things or
your
take things.
Your sister's very generous, too.
My sister's very generous. And I said, you know, I want the clock. And that was, she had it boxed up and sent out. But many cases, you don't see that. And it's up to parents like yourself, Don, and is to make it really clear, to make it easier for the kids when it's during a tough time for them.
Yeah, it's when my mother moved in, it's at first it was very, very good. So we labeled everything and did everything. We did it for ourselves too. And when those trying times came and she was not, reality didn't set in, we had everything done and it was much easier. Much easier on all of us.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for your phone call.
Hello.
All right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Colin Lindabad on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, but she's putting on the Senior Expo. And
Wednesday, May 25th, from 8 to 1 p.m.
That's right, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be sharing. We'll be there live from 7 to 9, so come on down, see us, say hello. And there's all types of giveaways and prizes and all that. But
we like that.
We'll get to that when we come back, right after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything. And I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dog-a-thon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:55 on May the 23rd. Oh, yeah, what a great day it is. You know, we may have little thunderstorms later in the day, but, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and the things they do for our community, but... You know, it's not that they just have a great store with Espresso Joe's and get any type of coffee or smoothie or you know, or drinks there, and a walk-in humidor that will match anything you've ever seen anywhere. They have a community room they open up to people so they can have all different types of meetings there. And they support our community in so many different ways, in our veterans. They, you know, really friendly people work there. They give people second chances. I mean, you can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew and the people around it and Joe and Shelley who own it. They're locals. They've been in business a long time. And this is just one of the businesses that we heartily endorse. So they're down at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Drop in, say hello, say that you know Carl Linda said to stop by and get that double mocha. All right, there our guest, Sharon Clark, and we're talking Senior Expo and great things that are happening there.
Yes, and I want to let everyone know that the first 100 seniors that show up on Wednesday morning get a special VIP goodie bag. And we'll have some fragrance samples, some gas cards, and all different things in those. So the first 100 seniors, now be patient, folks. Last year people started lining up at 7, got a little crazy. So Carl, Linda, you'll be out there in the court in front of Macy's having your live remote, so I may need Carl to, you know, play security guard or something, because, boy, these folks get anxious about those doors opening.
Well, they do, and... when they come up and they, you know, they're...
And anytime you hear the word free, sometimes people go... Well, okay, you know, let's just be civil here.
Last year, Bad Bob got into the front of the line, and it was a fist fight. So we've got Bad Bob back. I said, Bad Bob, you've got to be over a certain age. Now, what is the age here we're talking?
I think it's 55 plus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm almost there. So also, you've got breakfast and lunch. You've got a 10 a.m. fashion show and cosmetic events and Macy's discounts. It's really going to be quite the event. There's also 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. What does that mean?
Yeah, when all the seniors get there, they get a little passport at the door that has 15 vendors on it. And once you have that signed off and go to those booths and get your goodies, you enter your passport into that drawing. And last year we did one big shopping spree, and this year we decided to do 3 smaller ones, so 3 people would win. So we're doing a 50, a 150, and a 200, I think. Don't hold me to that, but three that equal 350 total. So that'll be really exciting, and we will have the fashion show, and it's all seniors. And last year the men were so flipping cute, all these golfers, you know, with their wives and everything. So really, if you're not sure what you need to know, there's plenty of stuff in the store going on. Come down and expose yourself to this information. I want to especially thank Blimpy. They provide us with a wonderful lunch and deliver our sandwiches, and Manhattan Bagel always steps up with our breakfast. We've got, you know, you two helping out with your live remote. My wonderful husband and his staff at NorCal Presort doing all of our printing. And I see Carl's drinking out of a NorCal Presort mug this morning. So I can't forget to mention my husband while I'm here, because I have no excuse looking at that mug across the table.
Plus, I brought presents for your husband. And when he's listening, Jerry, Sharon will be bringing presents home for you.
Yeah, I'll make sure that I take them now, because I'll get in trouble. I do want to thank our major sponsors, too, which are, of course, Macy's and Home Helpers, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, and Precious Cargo.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking more about that in this next hour. We're talking other senior issues. You know, one of the things I like to talk about is, you know, the what to look for. And when you're going into, for your parents for assisted living. And I know you're the expert on it, so we can talk about that and having people help them. And, you know, we're aging, and Reading is an aging population.
That's right. One
of the things that we have here is medical, a great medical group. So we're going to take a quick break here for our news, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more senior issues. And this whole week is going to be a week of excitement and talking about so many different issues right here on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This is what tore Joplin, Missouri apart. Tornadoes leveling nearly a third of the city, 89 people dead.
Two-story homes are now one-stories. We're walking in these homes. There's no front doors or back doors. Everything's blown out.
And they didn't have a lot of warning either.
They formed, and they just moved slowly, cutting this six-mile-long path of destruction.
Fox's Mike Tobin is in Joplin, where it is still stormy.
The problem with that, all of the emergency crews that are out trying to sift through the debris and find any survivors, they have to stop working.
Now, President Obama is monitoring the disaster from Ireland, where he's also retracing his roots. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Dublin.
Here in Dublin, the president called Missouri Governor Jay Nixon with condolences, and he said federal officials will closely coordinate in the disaster response. He directed FEMA Director Craig Fugate to go personally to the disaster zone. Meanwhile, President Obama is in the tiny town of Moneygall. Now, this is where his maternal great-great-great-grandfather lived before he came to America. The president even having a pint of Guinness at the town's pub. Dave?
Mike, a man and a wife in Ohio have pleaded guilty to trying to finance terrorists overseas. And five Muslims convicted of plotting a terror attack on Fort Dixon, New Jersey, plan to challenge the constitutionality of the Patriot Act, that anti-terror law up for renewal in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
The Patriot Act provisions that allow roving wiretaps and government access to business records expire at month's end. So far this year, Congress has only been able to agree on short-term extensions. Today, the Senate takes a test vote on a bill extending the Patriot Act to 2015. Both liberal and conservative groups are critical, arguing the provisions infringe on personal liberty. Some say it may be time to reconsider, even rewrite the post-9/11 law, Dave.
Jared, the Supreme Court upholds an order requiring California to set tens of thousands of inmates free from overcrowded prisons. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Another Republican wants President Obama's job. Tim Pawlenty is in Iowa to announce he's running.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty is here to declare in person what he kind of leaked last night on his website.
We're going to have to do more than give fancy speeches. We've had 3 years of that. And it's not working.
He's making the announcement here in Des Moines rather than following tradition with an event at home. Some experts say Pawlenty wants to avoid being in Minnesota when the legislature is trying to fix a multi-million dollar budget deficit. Others note that he's getting a jump on Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who will be here later this week, possibly to announce her White House bid. In Des Moines, Richard Johnson, Fox News Radio.
A former Rutgers University student whose roommate killed himself pleads not guilty to charges in New Jersey related to the suicide.
18-year-old Tyler Clemente jumped to his death off the George Washington Bridge last summer after his sexual encounter with another man in his dorm room was streamed over the internet without Clemente's knowledge by his roommate. 19-year-old Darren Robbie indicted on 15 counts, including bias, intimidation, and invasion of privacy.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. One down, two to go, searching for the suspects in the beating of a Giants fan outside Dodger Stadium in March.
The LAPD arrested 31-year-old Giovanni Ramirez after a SWAT operation at an apartment complex Sunday morning.
I believe we have the right guy. I wouldn't be standing here in front of you. We have some significant pieces to it that lead me to believe that we do indeed have the right individual.
That's LAPD Chief Charlie Beck. Authorities were led to him by the guy's parole agent, who thought he looked like the police sketches that had been drawn up. That agent got suspicious after it appeared Ramirez added new tattoos to his neck, possibly to hide old tattoos that witnesses to his attack on Brian Stowe may have noticed. Stowe was beaten in the Dodger Stadium parking lot opening day, leaving him with brain damage. In L.A., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 138 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05 on May the 23rd. We've passed the rapture. We're all still alive. I was trying not to pay a bill on Saturday night saying, hey, look, it's going to be over in 2 hours. What do you care? They did not think that was funny.
Well,
and it still took my debit card.
I was thinking I was born on that day, so if I went out that day, okay, just suck me up to the heavens, I hope. But anyway, so, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You just have to just be having a good time. Why are you doing it?
Hey, you know, I talk about some guests for the rest of the week here. Tomorrow, Ted Leidy, who's going to be talking, you know, as part of our emergency preparedness week that we had. One of the things that we said we were going to talk about later on was preparation and preparing to the defense of your home and yourself. And so we'll be talking to Ted tomorrow about that, about how do you prepare your home for, to protect your family and yourself inside your home, and then protect yourself outside.
He's also an NRA instructor.
That's right. He teaches a concealed weapon and any number of other things. Also, this week on Wednesday, we'll have Larry Lees, who's the Shasta County Administrative Officer, and Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We're also going to have a guest on Friday that's going to talk about education in America, but especially in California, and the ramifications of the education of the money that's going into education in California, what we're getting for our money, and what we can get for our money. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you? You survived. You're still here.
Yes.
Well, you know, I did feel a little rapturous at some point on Saturday, but, you know, I thought maybe it's because I was sitting out in the sun too long.
That could be.
Well, what's
that? My personal feeling is only God really knows.
There you go. So what is happening tonight with the Tea Party meeting?
Well, we have a very interesting speaker. This will be of some interest to you two, I think. We have Jim Buescher, who works with the Ameliora Ranch in Happy Valley, and this is an equine ranch. They raise horses, and I'll give you a little quick description of what they do. Ameliora offers the adjunctive therapeutic recreational services of equine and horticulture self-learning process programs, as well as self-care and self-management. They specifically have workshops geared toward individuals and their families who have suffered psychological, emotional, and physical trauma that currently affect their lives in problematic ways. And the reason that we're having Mr. Buescher at our meeting tonight is because they offer these services free of charge to our veterans.
Well,
and they have an absolutely beautiful website, a beautiful spot out in Happy Valley. Where our veterans can go and ride horses, feed horses, anything that may be of interest to them. So it's a really special program tonight.
Well, that's great. You know, something else. You know, I just saw too is that they're offering up free tickets. 1,300 museums are offering military family free tickets. We'll talk about that later, you know, later this week. But yeah, and, you know, things like that is just great. And I'm glad you're having that. And then please pass on to the people at the meeting tonight about the senior expo that's going on too Wednesday.
Where's that going to be?
That's going to be down at.
It'll be inside Macy's from 8 to 1 on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we were there 1 year. Got it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you guys were vendors 1 year.
That's right.
I will definitely make sure that gets passed on.
Yeah, there's because it's a wave to, again, it's a seniors and veterans and families. And this is something that I know that you and the Tea Party and we,
yes,
the people, you know, this is something that is something you all also want to propagate as families, veterans, and taking care of ourselves and taking care of our community.
Well, I sent you the link to this website about an hour ago.
Okay.
It may be of interest to you as far as a speaker on your show. It's just an absolutely gorgeous place, and because they offer this wonderful experience to our veterans free of charge, it's word of mouth and you know, getting the public aware of what everybody's doing for everyone. We have such a great opportunity to spread the word. And not to forget, We the People on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
That's right.
KCNR, Free Fire Media.
Hey, it's a great show, and I know a lot of people listen to it. So.
Great. We had a great show yesterday. The second hour was all music. We had musical artists calling in from around the country, and we had clips of their songs. There's a whole movement out there in conservative music from every genre. So the second hour yesterday was absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, I tell you what, wait till, you know, listen up later on this week. We'll try to do it tomorrow. Is a clip from Gene Simmons.
Oh.
And
it's not musical.
It's not musical. It's about, hey, yeah. I voted for change, not this change.
I know. He had some choice words for our current administration.
Well, that's it. And we're going to be playing parts of that tomorrow on our show.
A lot of bleeps
in there.
Let everybody
listen to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We have Jay on the phone.
Hang in there, Jay.
As soon as we get back in these spots, we'll get right to you.
And Sharon Clark talking about more of the things that affect our lives with our seniors. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
Families and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Siebert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, I'm a Free Fire Media, yeah.
Media. I love this song.
And we are walking on sunshine. 8:15 in the morning on May the 23rd. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea. He's at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Let's talk about the good doctor. He's got an on-site lab, contact lenses for specialty fits, glasses for the whole family. If you've got a, you say, gosh, I don't know if I can afford this, you know, go in and talk to the doctor and his people. 223-2325. He is the one that started us on the road to get Linda's eyes fixed.
He's going
to
work with you, too.
He will. He will work with
different
you.
Different insurances. Just don't make that be the reason you don't go in to take care of your eyes.
That's right. You've got two eyes. This is the man that they haven't looked at. That's Dr. Joseph Leah at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. 223-2325 Advantage Eye Care.
And speaking of eyes and ears, let's go to the phones. Jay, you're live on the air.
Our yellow cab philosopher.
Your eyes and ears on the street. How are you doing today?
Yeah, we're great. How are you?
Doing great. I just wanted to congratulate you. I was watching
Jay calls in.
Okay, we're here. We got you.
You
just dropped off for a second.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you now.
I was just saying I enjoyed your performance there at the parade. I was watching it last night on KXC because I work late into the morning, early in the morning on Saturday, so I'm comatose on Saturday morning. But I just wanted to say you guys did a great job.
Wow.
Well, it's one of those things is that when we walk to the parade, as we're getting ready for it, and Phil Smith, the general manager of KIXC, says, hey, do you mind if we mic you up so you will get what you're saying about the parade? Yeah, go on.
No pressure.
Just put it on. And, you know, Phil Smith has done such a big thing with KIXC. He wants to bring in more local into our local public
really
broadcasting
cool.
station.
They went out there.
I apologize for interrupting, but I also have a special announcement today.
Okay.
Ooh.
We have a opening for two drivers at Yellow Cab.
Okay.
We need a substitute driver, preferably someone who's retired and got, you know, wants to come in a couple times whenever we get slammed or are taking vacation. And we have an opening for a graveyard driver.
See, okay. That's really cool because you're making an announcement. There's work out there if you want it. That's, you know.
Yeah. And now, all that 15 to 20% out there, real unemployment people, here's a job. So if you're interested, you can give me a call at 510-0651, and I will hook you up with the powers that be.
Okay, now let me ask a question. What's the requirements?
Well, you have to be able to pass a Department of Justice and a TSA background check, and be able to pass a interview with a police lieutenant. All of us drivers need to think you're kosher. If you can do that, you're in.
Okay. So give them the number one more time, Jay.
510-0651. That's my personal cell. And if you give me a call, I will set you up with the president and the vice president.
510-0651. Okay, 0651. You broke up a little bit there. Okay, Jay, Yellow Cab, he's got two jobs out there. So, yeah, give
him
a call. Yeah. That's good. You know, hey, thanks a lot. You know, that helps out the community. It's something for somebody.
And Jay is somebody, you know, Jay, while you're on the line, you know, Sharon Clark is here, and she's talking about the Senior Expo that's happening on Wednesday. Jay does a lot of also transporting people who maybe don't feel so safe driving anymore to get the groceries, to pick up, you know, they'll do the pharmacy, the doctor's appointments. And Jay has, about how many people within your clientele, you have a clientele, by the way, how many would you say are seniors that use your services?
Oh, I'd say a good 40%.
Wonderful.
And you offer. I mean, they call you too. I mean, but you talked about seniors before, so.
Oh yeah, seniors are a very big part of our daytime business. We take very good care of them. We go shopping for them if they don't feel like going out that day. We go help them shop. They having trouble reaching higher items at the store. We do a lot of things for them.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jay, thank you so much. We got to take a break here. And if anybody needs a job, give Jay a call. He's got spots for two people.
All right. Make it a great day. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. and a geothermal system from water furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Like Daryl Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988, call Doug Tooley for Dish Satellite. It's a local guy doing work here, and the money stays in our community. He does great work. We use Doug for Dish Satellite at our house. We've never had a problem. He guarantees his work. He's got great deals on HDTV and got thousands of channels that are available if you just talk to him about that at great prices. That's Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Our guest, Sharon Clark, from Home Helpers, but she's putting on a seniors exhibition right this Wednesday inside Macy's, right there in front there, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. And I had a little poem I wanted to share with you two that inspired me to start my company in 2004. It's called The Bull, and it's an unknown author, so I can't credit anybody. A frail old man went to live with his son, daughter-in-law, and four-year-old grandson. The old man's hands trembled, his eyesight was blurred, and his step faltered. The family ate together at the table, but the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and failing sight made eating difficult. Peas rolled off his spoon onto the floor. When he grasped the glass, milk spilled on the tablecloth. The son and daughter-in-law became irritated with the mess. "We must do something about grandfather," said the son. "I've had enough of his spilled milk, noisy eating, and food on the floor." So the husband and wife set a small table in the corner. There, grandfather ate alone while the rest of the family enjoyed dinner. Since grandfather had broken a dish or two, the food was served in a wooden bowl. When the family glanced in grandfather's direction, sometimes he had a tear in his eye as he sat alone. Still, the only words the couple had for him were sharp admonitions when he dropped fork or spilled food. The four-year-old watched it all in silence. One evening before supper, the father noticed his son playing with wood scraps on the floor. He asked the child sweetly, "What are you making?" Just as sweetly, the boy responded, "Oh, I am making a little bowl for you and Mama to eat your food when I grow up." The four-year-old smiled and went back to work. The words so struck the parents that they were speechless. Then tears started streaming down their cheeks. Though no word was spoken, both knew what must be done. That evening, the husband took Grandfather's hand and gently led him back to the family table. For the remainder of his days, he ate every meal with the family, and for some reason, neither husband nor wife seemed to care any longer when a fork was dropped, milk spilled, or the tablecloth soiled. And so our children are watching. They're watching how we treat our loved ones. They're watching how we treat our parents. And we're setting the stage. And as, you know, a 41-year-old with a daughter watching me help all these elderly folks, I think it's generational. And, you know, admonishing people for growing older and not being patient will come back. Most of us are paying attention to how our – I mean, we all remember how our loved ones were treated, if they were in nursing homes, what that was like for us.
Well, what do you see? I mean, are you seeing a trend now, Sharon, at all with the elderly and their families?
I think that definitely we're moving away from, you know, facility type living. I know that when, you know, I was younger, when ladies got older, men got older, the natural step was like a rest home. All of us remember those, you know, the rest homes. But now we have so many wonderful assisted livings. Some of them are 6-bed homes. Some of them are large with, you know, hair salons. We've got tons of agencies doing home care like Home Helpers does. And, you know, families are stepping up. We've got long-term care insurance available to people now so they can, you know, opt for that. Linda, your parents are doing so well at such an age. It's definitely something you should look into because you have good genes. But, you know, there's so many more options. And baby boomers are going to be huge when it comes to what's made available because baby boomers are going to power society with what aging is going
to
look like
now. Well, they're already starting to pick in Social Security. So, I mean, they're in the 65 range or 66 range. When they go to there's a number of different homes here. I guess there's a large number of assisted care facilities. In your business and Home Helpers, you help people. You can give them 24 hours a day care. You can. What are some of the things that you all do?
You offer there? So I have a staff of about 50 ladies, and of course we do criminal background, DMV, drug testing, pre-employment physical. Everyone's bonded and insured, and we'll go into homes and bring in what generally people would get at assisted living at home. So we can prepare meals, help with bathing and showers. You know, all the way up to hospice care, we can spend the night, as you said, 24 hours a day, light housekeeping, laundry. So a caregiver, we're caregivers, so we can come in. However, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week care at home is expensive, and not everybody can afford that. So a lot of times you may utilize home care services for a few years. If the diagnosis is severe or you need round-the-clock Alzheimer's dementia care, it may be necessary to move someone to a trained place that's secured, that has a staff that can work with them. And so, you know, it's the aging is like driving an older car across the United States. You never know what's going to break down. You never know what detours you're going to take. You can't really have a map. None of us really know what's going to happen. So we have to prepare ourselves for whatever avenue, which is why I've been working on the Senior Expo to really get that information out, because we may not be a match for everybody, Home Helpers. Financially, folks may not be in a position to pay for care. They may need to move in with a child. But, you know, at least there's nonprofits and veteran services will be there at the event, and all kinds of different ways families can learn about, you know, how to help that loved one when that aging process starts.
So this, you know, Senior Expo is not just for seniors.
No.
It's for families, and it's for people who – it's for children who have families or parents that are aging, mm-hmm. that they also can come here and also go to the Expo and find out from a variety of people that are there, how they can help take care of their parents.
Absolutely.
Those that are available out there,
mm-hmm.
to help.
And a lot of us, you know, a lot of folks in their 50s or 60s may have a parent who lives in San Jose or lives in Bernie, and that you may end up moving that person here at some point to be closer to you to help oversee their care. So this is your way to arm yourself with what's available. And if you live here and you're a senior and your kids don't, and something happens to you, a lot of times if they don't have the resources, they'll move you to where they are. So this is your chance to come out, empower yourself, get your brochures so that you can tell your kids, here's what I want.
Okay. All right. I think one of the most important things, and we just got a minute left till we do the break, is one of the most important takeaways right now is that there are institutions out there, there are facilities out there, there are people out there that can help so many different ways, and you just have to do is find them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all different levels of income also. I know that some people will pay for the 24-hour day. Some people now have insurance that will take care of that. There's small facilities that you can, you know, your parents can move to or your loved ones can move to that have help there, and you can, you know, via, you know, like your organization.
Mm-hmm.
But it all is for one thing. It's to help our aging population, which I guess all of us will get to one day, so we've got to figure out how to do this now. Yeah, it's guaranteed. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. We've got to take a break for the news, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucero. Twisted wreckage in Joplin, Missouri after a tornado slams into the city.
It's gut-wrenching. It's terrifying to see this.
Officials say the twister damaged 25% to 30% of Joplin, killing at least 89. It's not known how many are hurt.
Siding just stripped off homes. Huge power lines just, you know, toppled over.
Brad Graves is the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in Joplin. President Obama offering federal help.
The White House says the president was briefed on the deadly Missouri tornadoes on the flight to Ireland. And once here, he called Missouri Governor Jay Nixon.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz traveling with the president in Ireland.
The president gave the governor his condolences as well as assurances that federal disaster officials will stay in close contact. In fact, FEMA Director Craig Fugate is being dispatched to the scene.
Another line of storms taking aim at the city, hampering rescue and recovering efforts. This is a Fox News alert.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance. I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, on Bocelli next to Yax.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're looking at a beautiful day, 58 degrees. There might be a couple slight chance of thunderstorms, but you know, watch the sky. It's pretty fabulous here in the North State. With a high of 76 today, we're going to go down to 51 tonight, partly cloudy night. Our guest today, go ahead.
It is Sharon Clark, but before that, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black, and they give discounts to veterans. I can't say enough about them. That's my hair cuttery of choice, and they don't do nails.
We were at the break, Sharon Clark and I were talking about, the Spring Expo that's happening inside Macy's this Wednesday. That's May 25th. Circle your calendars from 8 to 1. Really informative great information, by the way. So, Sharon, we were talking about transport,
precious cargo,
and I remember them last year, but what we were discussing, it was the statistics were staggering, and the fact that, you know, what happens if you if somebody needs to go from the hospital in a gurney, or they have to go from the hospital in a wheelchair, and it's, like, say for instance, it's elderly people, and what is the 89-year-old guy supposed to pick his wife up, or vice versa? Share with us some of that kind of a story behind that.
Yeah, Precious Cargo, it's Marlene Myers, wonderful gal, and they're one of our main sponsors. They'll be out in front of Macy's. And a lot of folks aren't aware of, you know, of non-emergent medical transport companies, and Precious Cargo is one of those. And so we've had clients that need to get to the doctor, you know, have a hurt foot, can't bear weight. We don't want to call 911 to get them to the doctor. You know, we're not sure what the billing would be on that if it's not an emergent situation. So Precious Cargo will come. Wonderful young guys come. And if you need a gurney transport or a wheelchair transport, they will secure the senior. The caregiver and or spouse can ride along in the van to the appointment, and then they'll come back and pick them up. And, you know, as your example was, you know, just recently I had a client get discharged from the hospital who'd been in the hospital with pneumonia for 2 or 3 days and was very weak. We weren't comfortable, the caregiver, trying to get her into the vehicle safely and then get her out of the vehicle at home, you know, upstairs and into the house. So we had Precious Cargo come get her and bring her in safely, and they're trained to do that. And it's an out-of-pocket expense, but it's you know, maybe $125 or something. So it's a minimal expense to get, you know, it's based on mileage and whatnot, to get someone from the hospital home. My uncles called me a year and a half or so ago. My grandfather woke up with dementia. Didn't wake up with dementia, but had dementia, woke up and couldn't bear weight. And they were trying to manhandle him into the car. And I'm like, there's these companies, because they're not in this town, called, you know, non-emergency medical transport companies. And, it, you know, and so Precious Cargo is great if you ever need to get your loved one somewhere and they're having a medical issue. They're just wonderful, and you don't want to have to call 911.
Well, like you were saying at the break, 911. We think about 911. What we've talked with before with the first emergency responders, that a lot of people just call, excuse me, 911 means my pipes are backed up. Mm-hmm. They get calls. They get called out in the strangest, most. You know,
non-emergency type stuff.
Spend right. your time right. doing that kind of thing, but what is it? But some insurance companies won't pay for 911 if it's not life threatening. I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. My insurance company, if I go to the emergency room via an ambulance and it's proven that it wasn't a life threatening issue, I may be billed for that. And the great thing about Shascom, our local 911 company, is, you know, we've had clients fall and we can't get them up. They will come out, wonderful men from the fire department or paramedics, and help our client up, take their vitals. They don't charge for that. It's a public service. They're happy to help us as long as you don't take advantage of them. It's once you get in the ambulance that billing starts. And so, you know, they'll come in, and we've had clients that, you know, they're not needing the transport, but we just need assistance getting them back into bed safely. And we have, and you know, we don't take advantage of it. Obviously, if they're out there 3 or 4 times a week, it is bogging down the system. But we have just wonderful, wonderful dedicated individuals in that field here in our town, so we're so fortunate.
Great. Okay, we want to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to be able to, I want to ask you about selecting a home.
Okay.
For your parents.
I have great information on that.
Well, I think that's really important because, you know, as we reach that age, or our parents reach age, and we've talked a little bit about it, that things are starting to happen. They can't quite, you know, take care of the house and that. So if, can we put them in a place? We need to provide a comfortable, safe place for our parents and our relatives that are aging. But, you know, what do we look for? And that's what I want to talk about
and
when I come back.
And statistics. I want to hear some of the great statistics you put together here, Sharon.
Okay.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Sharon Clark, and this is Free Fire Radio.
The dance we share beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning, May the 23rd. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a Monday. We've got the whole week. We've got a great week of guests and events and everything happening. Now, on our chat room, somebody wrote to us that about preparation and that it said for us it was easier because they had planned out everything that's going to happen. For us, it was easier because now all we had to do is tell our children it's all taken care of, and here is where the info is. I think they really appreciate it. And with my brother's assistance, and he talked about a family member, that they had the time to have a couple of garage sales, back up the treasures in her own way, and give away what she wanted. She's still, the relative is still here, still, you know, in a facility, but happy and as is everybody else. So, Sharon, how do we pick a place to put our loved ones?
Yeah, it's definitely a very serious decision to think about. And if you know, my first feeling is we want to keep people as home as long as we can. And that said, you know, Carl, one of the questions you mentioned earlier was, you know, what to look for. So when we see our loved one needing help with medication management or light housekeeping or driving, those, a lot of times you can get, you family members can step up, agencies like home helpers can come in and help people stay. The higher functioning people stay in their environments, or the better, longer they stay, the higher functioning they are. So we want to keep people where their memories are. If the time comes when someone can't safely remain there, here's what I'm going to say about the facilities. We have like 50 assisted livings here in Reading, believe it or not. We have six-bed homes, which, you know, you see them on the block. You wouldn't know there's a home because it's someone's house. They've got older folks living there. There's six beds all the way up to, you know, the beautiful larger facilities like Oakdale Heights. So you've got all kinds of different assisted livings. We also have independent living, which is River Oaks, Hilltop Estates, and Shasta Estates. These are the beautiful one up on Buena Ventura, Shasta Estates.
Yes.
These don't have any assisted care. They have an apartment with house cleaning once a week and all your meals. So this is your interim place where you have your apartment. You're still independent. A lot of these people still drive. They come and go. They travel. They just don't want to have the bills. They maybe aren't cooking healthy, but there's no medication management. There's no bathing help. So these are people, there's no medical staff. They're not monitored.
It's just kind of like a place where they can live.
Right, a retirement community.
Living community, yes.
Right, yeah, so that's independent living. Assisted living is your next stage up. This is usually a 24-hour awake staff that's monitoring you. They can help with you with medication management. And the wonderful person to talk to about placement is Mary Ann Seifert. She's one of our main sponsors. And her job is she works with all of the facilities. And when you want to move your loved one, she will meet with you, go over finances, what their needs are, if they have a dementia diagnosis, if they're on hospice, if they need overnight awake care, maybe they're wandering, you know, whatever, if they're an active social person, they want a bigger place with activities, if they're a smaller social circle, maybe they want a smaller place, do they want their own room, do they need their own bathroom, all those things, Mary Ann will listen to everything. Then she will tour you through the facilities that match those needs, rather than families going to 40. Or me trying to go to 40 and make my recommendations. And I give Mary Ann all those referrals. When you choose the facility, they pay her fee. So it's free. She's like a realtor for assisted living. And she is wonderful. She works with the veterans benefits also. So she's very familiar with helping our widows and getting them into these places. And so she will be there, one of our main sponsors, in front of Macy's. I definitely, hopefully she'll be able to come on the air. She's a little bit shy, but she's wonderful. But I would love for you to talk with her because that is her niche area.
Well, I'll share with you a great story. We have some very good friends who, a girlfriend, and she, very close to her parents living here. Father passed away, and then she had another, her good friends, their father passed away, so their mothers, they were both of these girls were taking care of their, you know, the home, and mm-hmm. You have some great statistics there about women and who takes care of and how it's, you know, percentages, and we'll get there in a second. But the good story is that both of these women decided to keep the house, sell the house to the family, or let the family have the home, and they moved to not assisted living, but in a living community, and these two women are best friends and having a ball as they have this new life where they don't have to worry about the house, the gardener, like you said, the plumbing, whatever goes on. They just enjoy, they're enjoying their lives. I think they're both, you know, late 70s, 80s, it could be mid 80s, and they're having a great time. So it's nice for the kids to see that, wow, they've gone through this really emotional, stressful time with, you know, the passing of their husbands, but now they have this you know, giggle time. They're like those two women that are jumping up and down on the beds with the feathers, hitting each other's mm-hmm. feathers, you know.
We have two sisters, we call them the Golden Girls. So they are also living together. And some of the statistics, I'll share those real quick. Informal caregivers who are women, these are you helping out your loved ones, not being paid. Informal caregivers who are women are 59% to 75%. The dollar value on the informal caregiving provided by women annually is about $148 billion. Women provide the majority of informal care to spouses, parents, in-laws, friends, and neighbors. The average caregiver is 46, female, married, and working outside the home, earning an annual income of $35,000. Conflicts with work and caregiving account for 33% of working women decreasing hours, 29% pass on a job promotion, training, or assignment, 22% took a leave of absence, 20% switched from full-time to part-time, 16% quit their jobs, 13% retired early, and 25% have health problems as a result of caregiving. So this is on a document I have called What Every Daughter of an Aging Parent Should Know and Why You Should Care, because it will be you. Women are generally the nurturers in the family, as you mentioned, Linda, earlier. Stepping up, men, I've had wonderful sons, don't get me wrong, but generally men will buy it, fix it, or install it. But when it comes to mom's hygiene or, understanding medication interactions you look at Carl, he's already putting the hands out. It's a scary...
Medication interactions I can work with.
Yeah.
But you're right. My sister and her husband, by the way, who was a doctor, and is just probably one of the nicest people I've ever met, when they took my mom in for her remaining 3 or 4 years of life. I mean, it is a huge thing mm-hmm. there. And even if they had some help there, but it was them. And they both had full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's a huge commitment. And, it's wonderful to see families doing that. My feeling is... these are wonderful parents that raised their families and made sacrifices for their children, and now we've got wonderful children stepping up to help their own parents. And if you don't have daughters, kiss up to your daughters-in-law, because it will be them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sharon Clark. We're talking about information for seniors. We're talking about the Senior Expo that's going to be Wednesday with tons of information. Just scores of people down there to help answer those questions for taking care of our parents or for people that are getting a little bit older to ask questions. It's going to be down Wednesday from 8 to 1 at Macy's at the Shasta Mall. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. Or On the Spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebaugh. 8:55 in the morning on May the 23rd. We made it through the weekend, no rapture. At least I think we made it through the weekend. I guess we could all be in our, you know, the afterlife right now. I would hope there'd be a difference.
Should be interesting because our chat room is up and down and in and out. I don't know what's going on there.
It seems like after the weekend that some things happen like that. You know, I know all the sounds just a little bit different. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great, great place there to get your coffee and drinks at Espresso Joe's inside there. Joe and Shelley support our community there in so many different ways in both the veteran and just other things that are happening in our community. But Espresso Joe's gives you deluxe coffee beans at great prices if you want to grind your own. They have all types of different coffee making machines. And, of course, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state for those fine cigars that you like to have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Sharon Clark, and in our last segment here, we've been talking about, you know, something we haven't talked about in a long time, facts and about seniors, things that seniors should and families really should know. It's for the families, so they can help take care of the seniors. And there's going to be a big senior expo here on Wednesday down at Macy's. It begins at it starts at 8:00 in the morning. Linda and I are going to be down there from 7 to 9. Want to meet everybody? Stop by and say hello. Bad Bob's going to be there too. In case you ever wanted to know what Bad Bob looks like, he's going to be there. So Sharon, let's finish up with the facilities and things that people should know.
Yeah, definitely. I encourage all of you to come down to the expo. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag. We're going to have every type of industry that affects seniors represented. We have assisted living facilities. We have independent living, home care, hospice, estate planning, insurance. I mean, the Precious Cargo will be there with the Meditrans, Marianne Seifert, who I mentioned. And, you know, the great thing we didn't touch on about this event is it's a really easy way to get to introduce yourself and get to know some of these companies. It's not like setting up an appointment and having to go see someone in their office. It's maybe not comfortable to talk about all these things yet, so it's nice to go down there. We'll have Adult Protective Services will be represented, educating people on elder abuse. We have some other nonprofits there. The Veteran Services Office will be there, so if you are a family of a veteran or are a veteran, there are benefits available to help with home care, or if you're a widow of a veteran, stop by and see Bob Dunlap. He'll be there to talk about what those benefits are. So there's really so much going on, and we will have breakfast with Manhattan Bagel, lunch with Blimpy Subs. We'll have the Macy's drawing at 1:00 for 3 different shopping sprees. So the fashion show is at 10, so there's just plenty, plenty to do. And, of course, you two will be there from 7 to 9, so that's reason enough right there for people to come down.
It's... Again, it's something in our community, and it's something that can help people in our community. And we always want to support that. That and the veterans, you know, we got Memorial Day weekend coming up, and so many events. We're going to be talking about that this week too. There's just a lot of things happening.
Senior Idol is Friday night at Cascade Theater.
That's right.
But you know, again, we're just going to say that information and knowledge of in case of a crisis and emergency, in between times, it's just nice to be able to have packets of information so you can call on things and not just be, you know, all of a sudden stuck out in the middle of, oh my God, now what do I do?
Right, because your kids will be making decisions for you, or the state will be making decisions for you. So that's a big key to our seniors.
You want to keep the state out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the state starts making decisions, they will make the best decision at the state level.
That's right.
And maybe you don't like you don't like that. Let's plan, let's talk to the kids, let's talk to people like Sharon at Home Helpers. Let's talk to other people, and they're going to be there Wednesday so that you can take charge of your life. You know, one of the big things we do, and we espouse here at Free Fire Radio, is take charge of your life, take charge of what's going on around you, and then that way you have a say in it. And if you don't take charge, you just let people take over from you, then you have nothing to say about it.
And you lose your independence, and that's a big word for our senior population. So,
that's right.
And like you said, Linda, knowledge is power. This is your chance to be proactive in the aging process and inform yourself. So we'll look forward to seeing everybody there Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Sharon, for being here with us. I mean, there's a lot of information here, and that's why we went a little bit longer than we usually do, because there's so much that goes on out there that people need to know. Our guest tomorrow, again, as we said, Ted Leidy, he's going to be talking about it's another part of our emergency preparedness, taking care of your home and security for yourself. Just got a lot of things going on this week, and Wednesday we will be down there for the Senior Expo. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.